So, Caleb, let's get into some quick hits here. Let's, you know, what do you think about these games? I got to say, I watched the Friday game. I was watching some of the broadcast of it on my laptop, and the production was amazing. I didn't hear any of the commentary, but it looked great. I got to say, I was actually pleasantly surprised. As much as we groan and gripe about, you know, and then what channel are every one of us baseball fans is like old man yelling at the sky for this game being on Apple TV instead of like our classic Bally Sports, who we you know and love. But gotta say, credit to them on the production side, because it was fantastic.
So here's my issue, and this is something like a lot of Braves fans, I'm sure, are like, oh, Major League Baseball, I can't believe. No. You need to be looking at the Braves. Every team manages they deal with their own, TV setup. Like they're negotiating their own contracts. This was something that was kind of thrown together last minute, much like the, you know, because with everything going on at the beginning of the season, I don't even think this was scheduled when they initially released the schedule.
Yeah, it's not. It was not.
I'm fine with them being broadcast on these networks. However, I need Major League Baseball to not allow, and this would never happen, but it's just my thing. They need to not allow exclusives. You need to sign with your home network for the season. Now, you know, the regular season, you get in the postseason, that's a whole other thing, and networks can negotiate with teams and, you know, get your money.
Mm-hmm.
But for the regular season, there does not need to be a game that I, who pays, you know, nearly $200 for cable, can't watch because it is then put on another service.
Yeah.
And I even, with Apple TV, I will almost let it slide because at least Apple TV is like, we'll just create an account with us, mm-hmm, and we'll let you watch the game for free. The thing about Sunday's game was, that was the game that I was working. I am one of the few people who actually owns a Peacock subscription only because my cable provider said, here, have it free for 2 years.
I'm the same way. I got the same exact deal from Xfinity.
Exactly. They were like, oh, you know what? For the expensive cable package that we make you. Yeah, it's one of those. Throw this in. And it was one of those like.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and Joe, you want to know the one thing, like every time that I log in or I go to log into Peacock, There's one TV series that I watch on Peacock, or I did until I watched all the episodes up until the ones that Peacock had. Yellowstone.
Oh, Yellowstone. Oh, is that on Peacock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got hooked into Yellowstone.
And Snit's a big Yellowstone guy.
Well, and the weird thing about that, now we've gotten way away from baseball, but just follow
me. We're in quick hits. This is
exactly.
It's all fun.
Well, it's so Yellowstone comes on TV, I think, on Paramount Network.
Yeah.
And then they have their own subscription-based service with CBS. It's not on there. They signed a separate deal with Peacock that's where the episodes go at the end of the season. Like, it's very strange.
For rewatch. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. My issue with signing on to these individual things, like Sunday's game had me really old man yelling at cloud, because Peacock was the only way that you could watch that game. It was only available by subscribing, and you had to pay for that game. Joe, let me ask you this trivia question. How many Braves games are going to be on Peacock the rest of the season?
I don't know. How many?
Zero.
Oh.
They don't have another game. So you're telling me you want your fans to pay for a Peacock subscription, even if it was just for a month, to never see their team play again? It's ridiculous. Like you're telling me, Peacock Network, you couldn't do what Apple TV did and just, I mean...
Put it on
a free version.
Yeah,
you can hit me with ads all you want, you know, but... But yeah, this idea that we're putting things and we're making things exclusive. I know ESPN has dealt with that. You know, they have the exclusives on the Sunday Night Baseball stuff, and that's made it very difficult on some people, but at least ESPN having an exclusive makes it like it's still on cable. It needs to be. I mean, it's one of those like it needs to be there because it's not even like it drives me insane because all the cord cutters, you can't even cord cut because the Braves are on Bally and you're stuck having to have it either on cable or DirecTV's streaming network.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question. Were you able to watch it at all when it was on Peacock? Because I'm just curious about how the production quality was, if it was any different, any noticeably different from like what a game would normally be on Bally.
So I did. I pulled it up on my laptop because I was very curious to see, because I'm with you. Apple TV's production, whoo, they had some really nice cameras out there.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Like they, I was like, okay, golf clap. I'll give it to you. You know, that was nice. Peacock wasn't. Like it was just like
pretty normal.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty standard. Like we're watching it on Bally.
It was. I was surprised at how impressed I was with the Apple. And I was like, "Damn, this is good." Like, you're right. The cameras that they were using. It's like some of them were definitely like the ones they've been using on Fox NFL for when they scored the touchdowns and like they're like the super high def, the ones they use on the sidelines. And but even just the main cameras from like the main pitching stand were definitely like an upgraded camera. It was just definitely sharper. The color was like more bright and vivid. I was just impressed. So I wouldn't hate more games on Apple TV, to be perfectly honest, as long as they keep them on that little the free version, because I don't have Apple TV.
Yeah, but I'm also so let me just go with this. Here's another reason why I don't want games to be exclusive to certain networks. You know how sad Chip Carey looked in the booth sitting up next to me on Sunday? Like I don't like seeing Chip Carey and good grief, why are names blanking on me? But Paul was up there, all sitting close in the
because the Bally crew is right on the they're right there. So they're usually not there because they're
yeah, busy. But they were in like hats and shorts, and I was like, this is not right. This is not, you know, but still like. How frustrating it must have been to like be Chip Carey and you still got to come to the ballpark and you still got to keep up with the game because you're going to be calling the next game. Yeah, it's just one of those like, yeah, don't do exclusives. I know it is a money situation. Like, obviously, why are they doing this? Are they doing this because this is better for the fans? No, they're doing this because this is money. I just wonder, having done it, if they'll look back at all of the metrics of how many people watch and that sort of thing, of like if it'll be worth it, because I imagine it won't be. I imagine them doing this where they do the exclusive will be as much good as, you know, the Braves had a streaker today at the game.
Yeah, yeah.
That we didn't get to see because now they've decided that, you know, cameras aren't going to be put on them. And I'm assuming in an attempt to like discourage people from, you know, doing that. But like, does that really work? Like, does throwing games on these individual networks, these streaming services, really get the impact they want? I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things for us to get frustrated about.
I obviously come at this from, you know, somebody who I follow and cover soccer and I'm a fan of soccer, and soccer here, it typically gets like the least amount of investment in terms of what it takes to put the game on TV. So even if it's on ESPN or like a big network, it's usually like crappy cameras, the shows, you know, the pregame shows are not like, you know, not a lot of production value there. And so that,
or they just don't do them.
Or nothing at all. So that's why I was actually happy to see the level of investment from Apple to put that much into them wanting to actually present the game in a good way, as opposed to them wanting this Friday Night Baseball deal and then just kind of for the money of it and not really, you know, invest in terms of technology or, you know, personnel or whatever to put it on. So that's one of the reasons I was happy.
I will say this, Joe, and this is speculation because we've come so far from, you know, where we were talking earlier. Apple TV doing this, I think, is putting in this much effort because I've heard rumblings that they want NFL Sunday Ticket.
Ooh.
And so maybe, or they want like a Thursday night situation, you know, where they have a game of the week sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Cause doesn't Amazon have an NFL game now?
Amazon is signed on for Thursday nights.
That's right.
However, I'm sure if Apple could get in the game, even if they don't have their own night, if they get a game, you know, that the NFL money is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's
so
true.
So
that's
I think it's really one of point. Those
got to put their best foot forward. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I think this is a step towards, you know, showing, hey, we're serious. We'll do this game stuff right, and it's kind of mutually beneficial to Major League Baseball as they get to use the equipment, and it, you're right, it does, it looks really good. I'm with you. I haven't heard much of the commentary, only because I tend to mute.
I know, exactly, same here. I never really listen to games, honestly. I'm usually listening to something else.
Yeah, well, I know, like, Melanie Newman did the Apple TV game, and she's local to Atlanta.
Okay.
And so I did hear some of her, and, like, I had nothing bad. You know, it was fine.
Fine, yeah.
But,
well, I would say if anybody is, like, upset about the streaming, like, you know, this being on a streaming service, the game, expect more of it, not less of it. These streaming services, this is, like, the new frontier for them, I think, which is live sports. It's something that they've been hesitant to get into. I actually have a family member. My brother used to work for Netflix, and so he's kind of... We've talked about this for years about how, you know, it's always been a big question, and there have been bids by these streaming networks for rights that they just haven't been bidding high enough above and beyond some of these cable carriers to actually get the rights. But I know Apple actually put a large bid in for Premier League rights, but NBC and ended up getting their rights re-upped. But there's going to be more of this stuff, not less of it. So, yeah, just brace yourself for that, I guess, and hope that everybody puts what Apple TV put into the broadcast.
Well, so we started with some bad news of the Braves losing today and kind of a womp womp, and we follow it up with a womp womp.
And more bad news. Yeah,
if you don't like streaming, get over it, because, yeah, there's more coming. And
some people might
right,
like just... that, because a lot of people don't even get a lot of these games because the Bally cut off from, like, YouTube TV or whatever. So
yeah, well, it's because... So Bally is... They have already started. They're making their own subscription.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, it's like $20 a month, which is another frustrating thing. Of like, yay, another thing to add. I actually, you know, and this is... Once again, we've gotten so far off base, but let's keep going. I heard the other day someone in the office talk about the fact of, you know, us doing this a career, you can, like, write this off your taxes. And I was like, huh, might look into that next year, next time tax season comes around. Because, this gets expensive, having all the channels to make sure we can watch all the games. But before we get too, well, we've already gotten too wild off base, but we'll wrap things up. And that
we'll save Matt Olson's meaningless 15 league leading 15 doubles for next week.
Yeah.
That's my hot take. There's never anybody like on base. I feel like these doubles that he's hitting are the most like, just if you hit a double in the woods and nobody sees it, did it actually happen? I don't know.
Well, and it's also one of those, like, I feel like Braves fans haven't quite warmed up to Matt.
I know. I know.
You know, things got hot, then things really cooled off, and now they're not bad, not good. It's just not necessarily scoring runs.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and that's not something. Well, it's something where we were experiencing with Freddie, and so maybe we need that streak to pick up. You know, the hitting streak for Matt Olson, the win streak coming for the Braves,
exactly.
And hopefully. Hopefully the Marlins are the team that gets started with.
You need vibes. Yeah, you got to turn around the vibes. Once the vibes turn around, then the feelings towards players will be getting better and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully you can have three games against the Marlins in Miami, and then the Braves will come home. where we'll be talking to you next Wednesday, as the Braves will be in the middle of a four-game homestand with the Phillies, who don't have Bryce Harper playing in the outfield. Bryce Harper is only DHing right now because he tore his UCL. Apparently, that makes it to where you can still swing a bat, but you can't throw. Something to keep an eye on. Something to definitely keep
somehow
an eye on.
Somehow that works.
Yeah, something to keep an eye on as the Braves at that point next week will be coming home. So hopefully we have good news, because it didn't seem like we had a whole lot of it today. But for my co-host Joe Patrick, I'm Caleb Johnson. Have a good one.